possible.
UNC senior Gerard Powers is getting his ice bucket ready. In a couple of seconds, he'll dump more than 5 gallons of freezing water all over himself. Powers is doing the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. You've probably seen videos of people dumping buckets of ice water on themselves and then challenging others to do the same or to donate to the ALS Association. This viral campaign aims to raise awareness and money to find a cure for what is commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Some dump, others donate, but most do both.
It's a great way to kind of use social media to bring attention to a good cause. I mean, obviously, ice water has nothing to do with ALS, but it's a good way of getting people excited about it.
Powers has his bucket in the ready position, and after challenging a couple of friends on camera, he lifts.
All right, let's do this. All right.
And dumps.
Oh, good gracious.
Donations from the Ice Bucket Challenge go to the ALS Association, a private organization that says it's received more than $100 million from 3 million donors. That's pretty impressive fundraising. But the campaign is starting to lose some steam, and even Powers admits he was a little late to the challenge. And UNC medical researcher Dr. Jonathan Cerotti says that's the problem with this campaign. While donations can do a lot of good, the Ice Bucket Challenge isn't a sustainable way to support research in the long run.
I think if people would take this and figure out some way to consistently do this every year for 20 years, that would be a game changer for them. But I've not seen a game plan to do that. But if people think that instead of funding the NIH, we're going to do these one-time things, then that's not going to help.
The NIH is the National Institute of Health, a government agency that supports most medical research. The NIH gets billions of dollars from the federal government every year, but in the past 5 years, Congress has cut the NIH budget. Since 2010, the NIH has seen funding for ALS research decrease by a third. Right now, the Ice Bucket Challenge has two steps, dump and donate. But Cerotti says a good third step for people who care about ALS research is to contact their members of Congress.
I think without a consistent revenue source, it's hard for people who do what I do to kind of continue to do it at the level that you could and kind of realize that at any one time you may not be able to support your laboratory and may have to completely downsize.
The ALS Association agrees that researchers need a more permanent funding source, but the group says the Ice Bucket Challenge is helping people with ALS in more direct ways, such as helping them pay for drug therapy and counseling. ALS Association President Barbara Newhouse has said they focus on three things: research, caregiving, and advocacy. And while funding for research is needed, the Ice Bucket Challenge will better the lives of patients already dealing with the disease. But as people receive treatment and researchers continue to look for a cure, Powers and millions more will continue to cool down for a growing cause.
That's actually refreshing. That was great. I wish I'd gotten more.
In Chapel Hill, I'm Charlie Shelton.